Whenever.
Okay. All right. Is everybody ready? Jennifer, Elise, you guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. Mrs. Hagenbusch, can you call the roll, please?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Weber?
Present.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to move on to item two, board report. I know Mr. Addis had some things to go over in the district report, but right now we're coming to the holidays. We got break coming up at the end of this week. Just want to tell our staff, students, teachers, everybody, go home, relax, recharge, recover, enjoy time with your family, and enjoy the holidays. All right? Thank you. District report.
Thank you, Mr. Inks. The first item under nutrition standards is Judy Johnson, who runs the most amazing food service program, is just required by law to provide this to the board. I have all of the district or school information. It's just a guarantee to all of our community members that what she is supposed to serve, she is serving. Is that pretty accurate? Do you want to make any comments about that?
No, I'm trying hard.
I did a good enough job? Yeah, so what is there as part of Ohio Revised Code 3313.814 and the district school district requirements? Everything's been submitted. We do what we need to do. So thank you for all of your work.
Yes, Judy, thank you.
It's been an incredible time to feed our kids for a couple of years. And you and your group have done an amazing job, so thank you. A couple other quick items. We'll see at the end of the consent agenda items. We're always really thankful for donations that we receive as a district. Norton City Schools, along with every other district, is very thankful for the many gifts that they receive from residents. We're receiving a rather large donation from the Cardis family. Mr. Cardis is a Hall of Fame member, 1947 grad of Norton, and his family is gifting $75,000 to Norton City Schools. So we are thankful to them. Mr. Inks and I have spent a couple of occasions in touring the facilities. We know what the family has requested. Next fall, this will include a naming of our press box. It will include some permanent fixtures at our high school campus, which is something that they wanted to see, and also an educational donation. A couple of the family members are retired educators, and Norton is beginning a teacher preparation academy in the fall as part of our four city compact. So we're using a little bit of the money there for room construction. So even though they're not here, I think that deserves a round of applause from that one. My last item is tonight is Mr. Inks' last leading the board as board president and last meeting as a board member. And I'm not old enough to be his dad, but I am old enough to be his coach, which I was in the early 90s. And as hard as he worked as a player, he's worked that hard as a board member right now. And I just want you to know that the board, everyone just appreciates the job that you've done. We obviously are in positions to have some intense private conversations. And I just want everyone to know that those conversations with Chris always centered around teaching and learning. They centered around our kids. They centered around what was best for our district. So this is from all of us. It says, an appreciation for your dedication and service to the children of the Norton City School District. Chris Inks, January 1st, 2018 through December 31st, 2021. Being a board member can be a thankless job. And you did a fantastic job. So I just wanted to say thank you for all of your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you all. Thank you very much. I just want to say that I've enjoyed my time. I've enjoyed the relationships and the work, and it's given me a new appreciation for educators and dealing with or working in the school district and education. It really has. So thank you very much.
That's all I have. I'm not going to follow up with anything after that.
So. All right. Good deal. Sorry, I'm losing my voice here, too. So, Okay, now, on to bigger and better things. Favorite time of the month, as we always say, student recognition and students of the month. So, Mr. Addis, back at you.
We're going to start off with our littlest Panthers tonight and Mr. Eric Morris, who's the building principal.
Tonight I have the honor and privilege to introduce Bruce Edwards and Mrs. Laura Maddle. And Bruce is in kindergarten in Mrs. Maddle's class, and I had a chance to spend a lot of time down at lunch and just kind of visiting with the kids. And I sat down with him and asked him, I said, why do you think Mrs. Maddle may have picked you as a student of the month? And I thought there would be like kind of a long pause. There might be a, I'm not quite sure. No, this was a quick, immediate response. This was, one, I'm a good listener. Two, I'm a good friend. Three, I'm a PAX leader. And four, because I smile at her all the time. So.
Oh my gosh.
I was kind of just like completely caught off guard. And I said, those are all great reasons, and I'm super proud of him. And you are an amazing young man. So I'm going to turn the floor over to Mrs. Mattel.
So this is Bruce Edwards, and Mr. Morris pretty much said everything I'm about to say, too, because they're all true. He was chosen for Student of the Month for his love of learning and leadership in the classroom. He's ready to learn as soon as he walks into the classroom every day. He is a true PAX leader. PAX is a way to help students visualize how they want to see, hear, and feel in the classroom. And students ask others to listen and take turns and try their best. And we even start each day by saying, let's be leaders, right? So he really is that leader every day. And he really would be nervous right now. He's always listening, participating, and helping friends in need. He loves to share stories about his family and friends, and he finds so much joy in school. He's always the first one to raise his hand when I ask a question or need a helping hand. He is friendly when someone greets him, and he is a kind friend. He's a problem solver when we have a problem in the classroom. He is respectful and makes sure he's paying attention and says please and thank you. He's responsible for classroom jobs and completing his work on time. And these are all important characteristics that allow him to be a role model and a leader in kindergarten. I'm so proud of Bruce, and I know he will continue to do great things in Norton. Good
job.
Congratulations. Good work, Bruce. Good job. Next up from Norton Elementary School is our assistant principal, Tricia Ebner.
Good evening. I have the distinct pleasure this evening of introducing you to two students of the month. We have with us Adeline Brooks, who was unable to join us last month, so she's here this month. And then we also have Emma Flickinger. And rather than me talking about them, I'm going to introduce you to the people who know both of these young ladies far better than me. So, Mrs. Mayor, if you'd like to start.
I would love to start. So this is Adeline Brooks. And when I think about Adeline, a colorful stained glass window comes to my mind. Just like each pane of glass is unique and special to the window, so is each character trait that comprises Adeline. Adeline is a diligent worker. She comes to school and is ready to learn. Adeline is the first to her seat and begin her daily tasks. She strives to do her best work with any task that she is given. She often works longer and harder than others because she takes pride in everything that she does. Adeline is courageous enough to explore something new. She is not afraid to ask questions about new content. She is willing to take risks and ask questions, even if she is unsure of the answer. Most importantly, she shows this courage when she stands up for what is right, even if she's the only one to do so. Adeline is caring and kind-hearted. She is always polite, and she is a trustworthy friend. She listens and offers help whenever needed, and her quick sense of wit is a refreshing breath of fresh air. It is a great day when I see her chuckle in the back of the room, even maybe a roll of the eyes, because she seems to get her old teacher's attempt at a quirky joke. Adeline leads by her actions rather than her words when demonstrating how to be respectful. Through her quiet demeanor and all of these positive character traits, she has gained the respect of her peers and her adults. She is a true leader. Just as each piece of glass in a stained glass window come together to make something wonderful, so do each of Adeline's character traits. I am sure Adeline will continue to let this colorful and beautiful light shine through her and reflect on everyone she meets.
And next we have Mrs. Bryant to share with us a little bit about Emma.
So Emma is in my first grade class, and when we were asked, do you have a student that might be ready for Student of the Month? I hand that. Without a doubt, Emma is the epitome of what a student of the month should be. And I work with I have a student teacher and I have an intervention specialist that comes to my room and I said, who would you choose for student of the month? And they both went, oh, Emma. And so she just shines out in our classroom. We are working on PACS leadership, and that's being happy, being peaceful, using our hands for productivity. And I have yet to see Emma do anything that wasn't a PACS leader skill. She, today for example, she helps other students. She doesn't give them the answer. She doesn't boss them or tell them what to do. She shows them. And one of her classmates was struggling when we were doing the number 10 up and 10 more and 10 less. And Emma leaned over and she goes, let me show you. You need to put your finger here. And she walked the little girl through it until her friend could do it by herself. And I see things like that from her on a daily basis. One thing that's real fun about Emma is if nobody else is paying attention to me, I can always call on her, and she always knows the answer. So she's definitely like my go-to. She hears something once, and she will take it home, and she'll try to practice it and learn it and bring it back the next day. We have gone over contractions 2 times in class, and she is already bringing me letters from home with contractions in them and practicing that skill. So she definitely is an all-around. She's kind, she's respectful, she's an eager learner, but she knows how to have fun, so that's important in first grade. She definitely knows how to have fun. And she just enjoys everything about our day, like from beginning to end, you can see that joy in her. We have an elf in our classroom right now, and every night Emma goes and makes like a poster or something about what the elf did, and she brings it back to me the next day so I can see it. So she takes the learning and she challenges herself with it. And so that's what we want to see, as especially as a first grader, taking this into her coming years in Norton. Do you want to tell them what the elf did today? Do you remember? Tell them. He was fishing for goldfish, so that was really fun. So Emma knows how to have fun. She's a class leader, she's an excellent example, and she's a kind and caring classmate. So this is a hard-earned award for Emma, but also, from what I hear, not her first time. So if you know that 2 teachers have picked her immediately off for Student of the Month, we are gonna see great things from Emma in Norton. Right?
Having come off a really busy day, I want to welcome Tricia Snowden, who's the assistant principal at Norton Middle School.
Good evening, I'm Tricia Snowden, the assistant principal at Norton Middle School, and I have the privilege of introducing Lily Stewart, our student of the month, as presented by Dr. Russo, our 7th and 8th grade guidance.
I am so happy to present this award to Lily. Lily is always respectful. I apologize, I'm reading off my paper. I just want to make sure I capture everything. Lily's always respectful to those around her. She goes out of her way to help others. She has such a giving heart. A few examples are she paid for another student's turkey trot fee. She brought canned food in for the canned food drive. Another example is we recently had a new student, and Lily was the first to jump up and say, I'll take her around, I'll walk her around, and really took her under her wing. One of the greatest things that Lily did was actually met the student at every one of her classes and walked her to her next class. invited her to join her for lunch with her friend group. She was just such a kind sweetheart. She even made a welcome card for the student, so it was really nice for the student. Lily's simply a great kid with an infectious smile and personality. Not only does she excel in her academics, but as you just heard, she's always willing to help out others along the way. Whether it's with a teacher, a student, or an administrator, Lily is always makes sure to say hello. I can tell you firsthand, she's my office worker. She will come in every morning. Good morning, Dr. Russo, how are you? How's your morning going? And if it's a Monday, she'll say, how was your weekend? What did you do? And just such a sweetheart, just a real great kid, and very genuine. She's a great asset to Norton Middle School and the whole Panther family, and it's without a doubt deserving of this award.
So we're going to move to our high school. I'm just guessing that it might have been ugly sweater day at Norton High School today.
No.
I hope.
What do you
normal, normal sweater day.
Mr. Ryan Chase.
I know, I love
that's
that.
That's a
riot.
Hey, Courtney and Dylan, you guys want to come on? I thought I'd just roll with it tonight.
It kind of fits.
Yeah.
It fits.
So each month at the high school, we have both a career tech student of the month and a regular student of the month. So I'm going to kind of move in between the two of them here real quick just to kind of separate. So this is Courtney Croft. She's a senior. She is our career tech student of the month this month. And this is Dylan Wagner, also a senior. He is our December student of the month. So I'm going to start with Courtney for just a minute. So Courtney is in the engineering program over at Wadsworth. And she does a fantastic job over there. Of course, she does a fantastic job with everything. And she's such a leader in the school. She's a cheerleader. She is in National Honor Society, Key Club, lots of other things. She's also a really great leader within the community as well, because you have been doing dance over at Star Maker for 11 years. Do you want to dance for us? No, don't. I don't know if you had something prepared or not. Clear face. But she is such a wonderful kid. Obviously, all of her teachers just absolutely love her at the high school. And I got to share a funny story with you. So about a year ago, I was down in the cafeteria doing what principals love doing, which is cafeteria duty, right? So I'm down there, and my son texts me, and he says, hey, do you know Courtney Croft very well? Which was a very weird thing. My son's like in college and whatever, and I'm like, yeah. And his friend, my son's friend, is a manager at a place that Courtney had applied for a job for. And so he's like, yeah, Jay just wants to know. She's coming in for an interview tonight. Jay just wants to know she's a good kid right before he even interviews. So I'm like, oh yeah, she's wonderful, right? Well, of course, Courtney is sitting like right in front of me when this goes down. So I just walk up to her and I go, so you got a big job interview tonight? And the look on her face is like, oh my God, how do you know that? Of course, I'm like, I know everything, right? So it's just one of those tricks that administrators play to make the students think that we know everything about them at all times. So, but she, of course, was a great sport about it. And so in the future, you plan on going to Ohio State University and majoring in mechanical engineering. So obviously, we wish her all the luck with that. So Courtney Croft, let me make sure. Okay, here's this. Stay right here. And then we move over to Mr. Dylan Wagner. Now, if you know Dylan at all, if you've actually come and seen any play in the last 4 years, Dylan has been front and center in it. The most recent one, of course, I want to say The Three Musketeers. What was it called?
The Thrilling Tale of the Three Musketeers.
The Thrilling Tale of the Three Musketeers. Dylan, of course, had a starring role. The crazy thing about it is, what I remember about Dylan is your first play, I believe, was The Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe when you were a freshman, and you were literally half the size that you are now. I don't think you've gotten a haircut since then either, right? Of course, I'm talking about there. We'll go ahead. As far as Dylan's concerned, of course, he is in about every conceivable band that we have, marching band, jazz band, concert band, obviously a leader within the band as well. The National Honor Society, too, and his future plans is he plans on going to the University of Toledo and majoring in biomedical engineering. So, interestingly enough, he is also in the engineering program over at Wadsworth. She clearly, though, is a little bit better since he was here's the compact winner this month. So, I had asked Mrs. Fletcher to come and say a few words about Dylan.
Boy.
If you would, please.
Sure. You know what?
He's had a rough day.
Courtney was also in our spring musical we lost last year that got canceled due to COVID. So I hope to see her in the spring musical maybe this year too. so it's
good to be on the stage. There's going to be dancing involved. So
I just made that public. So I'm really excited to be able to talk about both of these students in particular. I'm here to talk about Dylan, because I think I nominated him for Student of the Month. Really glad that you got it. I think it's well deserving. But any teacher in the district will attest to what a great student he is in the classroom. I had him for sophomore English. Well participated in class, always a joy, always a positive influence. In the marching band, Mr. Shaner mentioned, he's a leader creatively, musically, and a leader just in motivating students. I know Mr. Chair would say a ton of things about you, but I am lucky enough to be here tonight. So I'm gonna talk a little bit about his leadership in the drama program. I actually heard about Dylan before I met him. Yes, your legend preceded you. My youngest daughter, who's now 21, came home one time from marching band practice, and she says, "Mom, I met the coolest kid today at band. He's a middle school kid, but I can't wait for you to meet him." She's like, "I mentioned a play to him. I think it was Into the Woods," she told me.
Oh, probably.
It was Into the Woods. And she says, "And he knew what it was. And we started talking about plays and theater, and Mom, he's so cool, I can't wait for you to meet him." So a year after that, I met him. As a freshman, Mr. Shaner mentioned, he had a very large part in the play as Edmund, the little brother in Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And I'll tell you, most of the time, the younger kids are very nervous, they're very timid, they fidget around, they talk too fast. Dylan did none of those things. In fact, I'll tell you, one of the first times I had you, I think I've told you this story too, he was up on stage performing, and there was other students around me watching, and I was watching him, and I was like, that Dylan Wagner, for a ninth grader, he comes off as so mature and intelligent up there, he's well-paced and controlled, and the kids were like, "Pledge, that's just Dylan." They're like, "He's not acting, that's just him." And so the words I said mature, intelligent, well-paced, and controlled. And your peers already knew that. So what his peers already knew, I was just beginning to find out. And then, of course, Mr. Shaner also mentioned, we got to see him evolve into the musketeer, the hero that saved the day. And I'll tell you, the one last thing I'll tell you about Dylan's leadership is he's kind of become the spokesperson for the senior group of theater, of the actors and actresses. And like, when there's a concern, he'll bring it to me. He'll bring me concerns that maybe other students are reluctant to bring up. But he doesn't just bring me a complaint or a problem. He brings me an issue and a solution. And he'll say, "Pledge, this is happening, or this is going on, and this is what I'd like to do about it. Is that okay with you?" And I'm like, "Well, sure, run with it." And you do, and usually everything, you know, you bring the problem to resolution. So I thank you for that. I don't know what I'm gonna do without that next year, but I'll have to. So congratulations to both of you.
Alright, thank you everyone. Congratulations to all the students of the month. Right now we're going to take a short break, a short recess. I'd like to congratulate all the students of the month. If I could actually ask all the students of the month to come up front and get a picture with Mr. Addis, that way we can put that out there on Twitter and all those fun places. And when we're done here, I know that it is a school night, I know there's homework, I know there's dinner, I know there's practice, things like that. So those of you that came for Students of the Month and everything, you don't feel free to leave, go home, you don't have to stay. Those of you that want to stay for the rest of the festivities, you're more than welcome to. So, all right, we take a quick break. We'll come back in just a few minutes. That's awesome. All right, and we're back here. Great. We're going to move on to public participation, and I'm going to read my blurb here. Under public participation, visitors and guests. Community comments are one way for citizens to communicate with the Board of Education. When you are called upon, please stand, state your name, address, and topic. Each person is allotted 3 minutes until a total time of 30 minutes is used. Persons desiring more should follow the procedure of the board to be placed on the regular agenda and are limited to 5 minutes to speak as time permits. Remember, this is a formal and official meeting of the Board of Education, and what you say becomes part of the official meeting report. If your comment involves a problem with a student, employee, or board member, please do not address them by name. Keep in mind we are meeting in a schoolhouse and possibly in the presence of students. At this time, the primary role of the Board of Education is to listen and reflect on your comments. The board will not respond with action, but will take comments under advisement and direct the comments to the appropriate staff member to address outside of this board meeting. Please do not use the individual employee names in this forum. And sign up first, we have Amber Wheatley.
Hello. I'm going to stand over here. This is actually, my name is Amber Wheatley. I am the president of the Norton Classroom Teachers Association, which we will refer to as NCTA. And we just wanted to take a moment to thank Mr. Inks. So, Mr. Inks, NCTA would like to take a moment and thank you for your commitment to the staff and students while serving on the Board of Education. We are extremely grateful for your time and dedication to improving every aspect of Norton City Schools. You've listened, advised, and been an asset to forming solutions. While we are sad to see your term end, we know that your love for this community and the schools will not end, and we are eager to cross paths with your leadership in the future. Our schools, staff, and students are better because of your service to this district. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you for a job well done.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Amber. That was really nice. Really nice.
Thank you. Yeah, she knocked Dana over. Chris over.
Didn't take much.
No.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. Inner touch him.
Wait a minute. All right.
Thank you, Amber.
Thank you, Amber. Thank you very much. Brittany, thank you. Okay, well, I'll move on to Aaron Burnett.
Road. I have two children at the middle school in fifth and seventh grade, and I'm here to address the board about school safety issues in Norton City Schools. We need to look at what's happened at our schools since you canceled the police officers protecting our children last year. On May the 4th, a man with a gun walked into the elementary school right past your secure entry into a second grade classroom to threaten students. This man wasn't even a parent. Since the beginning of the school year this year, I have nearly 20 public record police reports, assaults, threats of firearms, road rage, traffic crashes, numerous fights that are videotaped and uploaded to social media, all coming from Norton schools. You took our money, our income tax, why did you cancel our police officers? On October 8th, Norton Middle School, a female is punched in the face by a male in the gym. October 21st, Norton High School, a female states on social media, do not go to school tomorrow, you all stay safe. An administrator searched her bag. Why is an administrator searching for weapons? Where were the police? On November 8th, a fight at the high school, no police were present. Principal states it's handled within the school. Well, apparently not, because within an hour, one of those students was a victim of a felonious assault. Transported to Akron Children's Hospital by Norton Fire. Is that what it took to get the police back into our schools? One parent even said in a report November 11th, her daughter's not been back to school because she fears for her safety. I could stand here and do this all night. My two children are not going to be the next students transported to Akron Children's Hospital because I didn't stand up and say something. The biggest threat to my children are the decisions you've made in the last 4 years. Enrollments dropped every year. There is no discipline. You have flooded this school with open enrollment behavioral students. Teachers can't teach because of chaotic classrooms. Morale is at an all-time low among teachers and staff. Safety concerns, ineffective leadership, low pay, and zero discipline are contributing factors. Teachers aren't permitted to discipline. Principals only allowed to as a last resort. It's not a teacher problem. We have great teachers in this district. It's not a principal problem either. In the last 4 years, it's lack of rules, lack of enforcement, lack of discipline, and it comes from the top. Open enrollment students are terrorizing our classrooms. It's driven one good Norton family after another right out of town, to Wadsworth, Copley, Talmadge. Everybody's leaving, and your state report card reflects it. Safety and education are not the priority around here. We've hired enough guidance counselors, nurses, and psychologists to fully staff a hospital, but we've gotten rid of our police. I graduated from Norton. I built three homes here, and I've raised a family here. This is my town. You are going to keep the uniformed police officers in our schools. You are going to end open enrollment chaos in our district. You are going to return discipline to our classrooms. That's the new direction of Norton City Schools starting tonight. If the board has an administrator who can't get behind that concept, advise them to seek employment elsewhere. We are not leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. We're going to move on to item six. Oh, I'm sorry. Is there any other public participation? Sorry. Anyone else? Thank you very much. We'll move on to item six, the agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? I would like to add an executive session at the end of the meeting tonight to discuss the employment of personnel.
No action.
And no board action taken afterwards? No. No. Can I get a motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to board business. Under item 7, board business, letter A, can I get a motion to approve Lewis Shule's president pro tempore for the organizational meeting dated January 2022?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
That's it. Motion passes 5-0.
Keep going.
Thank you. And then under section 7, item B, this is the first reading of, we have 33 changes to policies that were informed by Mr. Yule at the policy meeting. So this is the first reading, no need for a vote or approval on these. So on to item C, this is the second reading for these three policies. So we do need to vote on those. Can I get a motion to approve letter C, items 1-3?
So moved. Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. On to item 8, approval of minutes. Can I get a motion to approve letters A through C?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? Nope. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Yule?
I'm abstaining just because I wasn't here.
Okay.
Okay.
So.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
I'm abstaining also. I was not here for the November meeting.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 3-0 with 2 abstaining. On to item 9, Treasurer's Recommendations. Can I get a motion to approve letters A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion on these?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under item 10, Superintendent's Recommendations. Under personnel, can I get a motion to approve letter A, number 1?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yeah, I just want to say thanks to Kevin. Obviously, being a head coach is a lot of responsibility. It's a lot of time. I know at this particular season alone, his boys, his staff gave our community a lot to cheer for. So we appreciate that. And now we're excited to see what's next for our kids and our program. So we move on, but we appreciate the time that he gave us. Thank you, Mr. Inks.
Thank you. Yes, and thank you, Coach Pollock, as well. We wish him the best. So, call the roll, please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Okay, motion passes 5-0. Under personnel, letter B, can I get a motion to approve letters 1-15? And C, letters 1, or numbers 1 and 2.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Just, again, thankful for these people. We put together a little strategy to try and get some more subs in place, and they have responded. And some of these people, they were in our buildings today. And so we're thankful. Our teachers, our permanent teachers are dealing with a lot, whether it's their own health or family illness, and everyone knows the substitute shortage, and this is a group that came in, and quite frankly, just about every single person on this list, their goal was to help their school district. You know, whether they're residents or graduates, this is what came out of their mouth is, I love this place, I want to help this place, and that's exactly what they're doing, so I'm thankful to all of them.
Great. Thank you. Yes, much appreciated. Much needed, much appreciated. Mm-hmm. So, thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
All right, motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. Let's see. Can I get a motion under personnel letters D through M, as in Mary?
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Mr. Adams? No, sir.
Nope. Okay, great. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. Can I get a motion to approve letter N, as in Nancy?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? Call the roll.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
All right. Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Under consent agenda items, can I get a motion to approve letters O through S, as in Sam?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I talked about the Don Cardis family donation, but I also want to talk about the Pine Valley Invitational for our bowling team. Our bowling program is fantastic, and Kelly and I were able to go over and visit them the other day. I just didn't want to dismiss the fact that it came at the same time as a very large donation, and we truly do appreciate every single person who gives to this school district. So. You know, I don't know if this is Mike from Pine Valley, but it seems like it is. And so we appreciate, if it is, he's a Norton grad, giving back to his school. So we appreciate that.
Great. Always appreciated. Great. Thank you. Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Motion.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Right, I forgot you. Sorry. Not intentionally.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you. Item 11, superintendent report.
Yeah, I just want to thank the chief for being here tonight. We have an amazing relationship with our police department. And quite frankly, in March 2020, when we were forced to stay home, is really when the chief and I met and talked about the idea that obviously without kids and teachers, we didn't need police officers in the building. So that was really the reason behind that. And then last year, quite frankly, we didn't start until October 11th, and we dealt with a year of really low attendance. You know, we had a lot of students stay home for the entire year. We had a little bit of hybrid learning going on. So, you know, he and I stay connected on that, and he knows that we welcome the police officers in the building. They're back there now. They have a spot at our high school and our middle school. But, you know, part of this and our great relationship with them is that we're making it through a time period where we didn't exactly know who was going to be here and, you know, that type of thing. So I just want to make sure he knows and everyone knows that our relationship with them, my personal relationship with him is great, but our relationship with our police department is fantastic. So I just want him to know we appreciate you.
Thank you. Good stuff. Okay. I guess we're on to number 12, executive session. Can I get a motion to move into executive session to discuss the employment of personnel?
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? There'll be no board. Oh, I'm sorry.
Actually, I did want to say something, yeah. Chris, before we do go into executive session. It's been a pleasure the last 4 years. I mean, I've known you before you got on the board, and, you know, your heart has always been in the right place doing good things for the district, and I'm glad to see you're not going very far. You're still going to be involved, so it's really been just a great time working with you. I appreciated everything you've done.
Thank you very much.
And I'd like to say the same thing. I am going to miss you. You and I have worked really hard together. You put in overtime, and, you know, I know that you're going to help the district go forward. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to miss you.
Well, thank you.
As a board member.
Thank you.
Same thing.
It's a thankless job, but we do thank you.
Yes. Well, thank you very much.
I'm not going anywhere.
I think I've expressed before, I appreciate everyone on this board and the work, and I have great faith in this team and our administrative team, our teachers, to carry on. And, I mean, Norton's a great place. And just continue to get better. So I appreciate all the time, all the lessons, the guidance, The friendships, the talks, we'll miss it all. So, but
thank you.
Not going far. So, great. Thank you very much, everyone. So, okay.
We still have to vote.
All right. Just call the roll, please.
Oh, can I say one more thing?
I just got this figured out.
Can we just vote?
I know. But I just want to say, so we have a senior who is in Children's Hospital with leukemia, Ethan Pohowski.
Yes.
This is his second time getting, you know, he had it when he was younger and now it's returned. So if everybody would just take a moment, there's those e-cards that you can do through Ekron Children's Hospital. I know that he would appreciate it. He went in, I think 2 weeks ago.
Right at Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The night of Thanksgiving.
He's a great kid.
He is a great kid.
Such a great kid.
So it just, you know, keep him in your prayers, send him an e-card. I know he would appreciate it. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jennifer.
And it's P-U-L, Pohowski is P-U-L-H-A-L-S-K-Y. His
such
first
a nice
name
kid.
Is Ethan. Yeah. And it's so simple to do those e-cards.
That's a great idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
Great. Anything else? Okay.
Sure.
Oh, that was good. Call the roll, please.
Are you done?
Let me check.
Let me check it. Yeah.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Lovell?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We're currently in executive session. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. There'll be no board action taken after. Merely meeting.